Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Radio Law Talk, brought to you live, as you can tell. This is live radio. And there we go. Look, see, I pushed the start button. The window says, I'll get around to it. Just wait for me. This is Radio Law Talk.
The following is a live, copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Oh, welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is the 11th of February, 2023. Denise Dirks, Todd Kuhnen are here with me, and our producer, Cal Hunter. That...
I mean, you can only see him
because there's a hermetically sealed glass in the control room, so we're looking at him, but both our doors are open, so I can hear in a distance, play. I'm like, what is he doing over there?
I push the play button and I get the little window wheel of death, you know, I'm thinking, this is great.
I love it. Live national TV, you know, over 100 stations and play. Only Radio Lots. Why would you ever miss this show? This is the best show, the most entertaining, informative. Only sometimes informative show on earth, right? It's exciting, it's entertaining, and it's sometimes informative.
But it's live.
I can think the only reason somebody would miss it is because when we hit the broadcast button, we got the Windows wheel of death. Well, buffering, pausing, hold on just a second.
Oh, you could do this, Cal, just walk in and, you know. Let's see, we're about ready to start. I think I'll just start this. Oh, I guess I better start turning the computers on. And no, he's here earlier.
I'm here an hour before checking the computers. It's so weird. But anyway, what makes live radio exciting? Because you push the button and you never know what's going to happen. You open the microphones, you never know what's going to come out of their mouth.
That's what my wife said.
That's what makes it fun, right? Okay.
That's why Todd's not married.
When they push the button, nothing comes out.
I know, nothing happens. And you never know what's coming out.
Why are you bringing Todd into this?
So who had the over-under on two and a half minutes into the broadcast before I'm thrown under the bus for being single? Denise is the winner.
Yeah, that's awesome. We got some really interesting things today. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Sometimes you just have to figure ways to, you know, what do you do without Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, right? Man alive, we have to have good radio. We now got the Murdoch trial. This is very interesting we're going to talk about. I'm not going to get in details, but what the judge is allowing, and now you've got the maid coming in and testifying. This is like the game Clue.
No,
we're on the game Clue, and you're going to hear some cool stuff we're going to talk. Well, let me back up. Nothing's cool because people died, but for us as lawyers...
It's the law,
it's
guys.
It's the law. I'm excited about
We've got a new
law.
T-shirt slogan. Nothing's cool because people died. Fred Penny.
That's exactly right.
My sister is obsessed.
With me?
No, with Dang Murdoch.
It. Okay. All
totally.
Right.
Is she going to write him letters in prison and stuff?
I have no idea. I mean, she does work in the correctional system.
Well, there you go.
855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. Go to our website, radiolawtalk.com, and you can see our disclaimers. And that, you know, you can't sleep at night. Just read the disclaimers. It'll help you go to sleep. But do not read our disclaimers while you're driving. Or do not have someone read them to you while you're driving, because you'll fall asleep. So that's what's important. You know, last night, I just want to tell you one thing. I promised someone last night that I'm on Chima. I promised him I wouldn't use his name today. So I'm gonna fulfill that promise not to use Amon Chima's name.
Okay. That was
so,
good of your friend.
So don't. I believe in following someone and listening to what they tell you. Right. I promise. You know, I'm not gonna use Amon. I'm not gonna use your name. It's not gonna happen. So I won't. I promise I won't.
Amon Chima's name is not gonna come up today.
No, Amon Chima. We can't use his name.
Okay. Well,
because last night he's like, don't you're not gonna use my name. Oh no.
Never.
We'd never use your name.
No, aren't you the one that told all of us that it's so much easier to beg forgiveness than it is to ask for permission?
With Mr. Chima?
With anyone.
Yeah. I'm not naming his name. Okay, well, no, that's exactly
just a point of law.
Just a point of law. We're also going to talk about, speaking of Amon Chima, an interesting breastfeeding case.
Wait a minute. Hold on. And Todd's going, boy, at least he's not coming after me.
I don't think he knows where the studio is, so it doesn't matter. We're going to talk about Erica Jane on her husband, Tom Girardi. The indictment, we're bringing that up. We're going to talk about that. A very interesting case out of Chico, California. This is what is just bizarre, how years later, decades later, things happen, and it's like, ooh, all the stars align. And very interesting. And we're going to talk about the latest on the Rust case. But before that, we're going to do a lot of on the Murdaugh trial. So I bet the Murdaugh trial is probably going to take up most of the hour today. So go to our website. And then the reason I say the website is someone asked me last night if we have a podcast. They go, you don't have a podcast. We look at your website. No, our podcast is on the website. You can go to the what does it say? It says latest or video or shows. Go to the shows. You can go to all the shows back 5 years.
Yeah, actually, I think it says podcast.
Podcast, 5 years.
Yeah,
and it's on all the main podcast channels. It's free.
It's free.
Well, it's on all the Apple, Spotify. It's all there.
And we like that because we get ratings from that, and that helps move us up the link. More people listen. But on the website, it's free and it's easy to get to.
Yeah. Well, Cal asked me today. He said, "You know what, Fred? Tell me exactly, how's things going on? How's things going?"
Yeah, I said, but what's going on in your life? All I see is you're flying back and forth to Los Angeles.
And what did I say?
I'm not going to tell you until we get to the show.
That's exactly right. I'm getting to the show.
Neener.
Neener. You guys ready for the big shocker?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Ready to pick up? Only my people on Radio Law Talk are going to hear this first.
Oh, okay.
Had a baby calf last night. And I had a granddaughter born last night.
Congratulations.
So I had a granddaughter and a baby calf. Same time.
Did you name them the same name?
Yeah, Daisy. They're both named Daisy.
No, all I got to say, whatever the granddaughter's name, that calf is going to get that name.
Oh,
so
sure.
If it's a boy, it's going to have a girl name.
Mm.
So there we go. That was the
congratulations, bro. I love that.
New Johnny Cash song called "A Calf Named Sue."
Now, is this one of the Oreo calves?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
How cool!
They are what's called a belted Galloway.
Yeah, a striped belly. Right. They're very cool.
Well, is that enough anecdotal stuff we've talked about before we get going? Just give us a teaser, Cal. We don't want to get into the, because we don't have a lot of time, but we're gonna do a case or no case. Just a quick teaser.
This next one comes from New York City, and it involves one of Fred Penny's favorite people in the entire universe, people he loves working for and has the utmost respect for.
Who's that?
Insurance companies.
Oh, no, I love them. They give me lots of money.
That's what I'm saying.
He likes to take them out.
I like them a lot.
The best line I heard Fred mention when he was talking about insurance companies, he said, "Hi, is this the insurance company? We're going to meet. Bring the big checkbook."
I do say that. It's like, hey, we want to sell this case. You bring in the big checkbook or the little checkbook? If not the big one, I'm not going to settle. We're going to keep going. Go ahead, Cal.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. There's a woman who crossed a crosswalk. And was hit by a car, hit and run. And the insurance company says, she's not going to live. What are we paying for?
All right. Let's roll this out.
Serious, right? Yeah.
Let's roll this out. We only got about 30 seconds left.
We got a minute, yeah.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the case or no case. Again, Murdaugh trial, a very interesting breastfeeding case, Erica Jane, an interesting Chico, California case, and the latest on Rust. And we've got a whole bunch of others. We've probably got another 10 more to talk about, but hang on. This is the best show on earth. There's no doubt this is the best show on earth.
Lots of cases and a full team of commentators here on Radio Law Talk for the full 3 hours, so you stay right there. You won't want to miss any more of this show at all. If you have to take a break, do it right now, because we are, and the show will continue in just a little bit. Don't go away.
RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on. Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
We're going to have to trademark that kid sound, that kid little, what do you call those things? Bumps.
Yeah.
That's a cool kitty bump. We use it all the time. Without further ado, Cal, let's talk about case or no case.
All right. We will do that. Come on, machine. Play. Okay, no, sorry.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
The family of a woman left with severe brain damage after being run down by a New York City driver said the insurance companies are there's no way she will ever recover from her near vegetative state. Mimi Silver Liedenberg, age 37, was run over by Clossy Spencer, age 29, last August, as she crossed the street while apartment hunting in Crown Heights in Brooklyn. Spencer backed into Liedenberg with an SUV while she was parking, then fled the scene. After seeing what she did, he finally came back and was arrested and charged with reckless driving. Liedenberg was left in a coma for 7 weeks after the accident and, upon emerging, was left unable to speak, control her bodily functions, lost her memory, was entirely unable to take care of herself in any way. Doctors said Liedenberg's condition is unlikely to ever improve, and her family said insurance have told them they will not pay for treatment. They've gone to their attorney, the family did, and said this doesn't seem right. Can insurers welch on their obligation to pay the medical bills? We'd like to sue them if we have a case or no case. And, Fred, this is right up your alley, so we'll start with you, if you don't mind.
You probably should go with me last on this, but I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, so every state is different. So
yep.
There's different laws. I don't know New York law. I don't practice in New York. I do have a partner that's a phenomenal trial lawyer that is my partner. And in fact, Denise knows him. His name's Jeff Gorick.
Super
fun. I'll do a shout-out to Jeff and Jolie, his wife. She's a superstar woman, mm-hmm. too. By the way, he's doing the Camp Lejeune stuff for us, and that's not, this is not a commercial, but I'm just saying he's a great trial lawyer, former, head trial lawyer for the, and president of the New York Trial Lawyers Association.
Oh, what is that? Well, we'll talk offline.
Yeah, Camp Lejeune I'll talk about.
That's I keep getting emails about it.
Yeah, I can talk to you about that, but, Jeff is one of the, main trial lawyers that's doing Camp Lejeune cases. He's handling those things. But anyway, look, here's the situation. What I don't know, and what you didn't say, is probably the most critical and important thing in this type of a case, Cal.
What's the question?
Which insurance company are you talking about? The driver's insurance or the client's health insurance?
The driver's insurance would not pay for any treatment.
Got it.
And the health insurance wants to cooperate with them and get some funding from them to move forward. Yeah.
So usually what happens is the health insurance pays. I mean, this is a general. I'm giving general law, right, because every state's going to be a little bit different. And there's federal laws on this issue, too. But the health insurance is going to pay for all the medical for this person that was injured by the third party. And then they get reimbursed from the client, not from the other party. So when the client makes money on the case, they have their hand out and say, pay me back my health insurance. And obviously, you think that's not fair? No. The person that was injured goes after the other person's insurance company, their auto policy, and makes the auto policy pay enough money to cover the medical bills, pain and suffering, all that kind of stuff. So,
medical goes to victim. Victim goes to the person that harmed them.
Person who harms them pays victim the medical bills that are owed. Victim then goes to pay those back
to their
insurance. Lawyer Fred Penny goes to the insurance company at times, their health insurance, and says, oh, yes, right, we've got to pay you back, but, hey, we want you to reduce your bills. And so there's two things we handle. We handle that. We try to get them to reduce the bills at the same time that they are getting paid for that, and then they get their pain and suffering, their special damages, anything that, type of, hey, my phone broke, the car needs to be fixed, all that type of stuff. So the question is, the auto insurance company does not have to pay a nickel, not a nickel to the victim at all, period. They don't have to give them a dime until a jury tells them they have to. So everyone's like, why aren't they paying? Because they don't have to until they want to. Now, generally speaking, I'm telling you, you're learning something here. Generally speaking, the other party, the people that caused the accident, only have to pay, and I put in air quotes, the reasonable medical bills, the reasonable medical treatment that occurred due to this accident. What is reasonable?
I love that word.
They're going to argue it's not reasonable to continue to keep them on life support and continue to pay for it. That's what the perpetrator's insurance is going to say. So, given that, I say this whole thing is a scenario but not a case because they would have done everything they can in a case like this to pay the full Monty. And I don't think, given the fact how bad that she was injured, I don't think they have enough insurance to cover it. So there you go.
All right,
so,
Todd.
Scenario, no case.
Fair enough. Todd, what do you think about this, case or no case?
I'm going to say what Fred said.
Oh, boy.
I think it's his analysis. He is the. This is why I was glad that you had Fred go first, because then, Denise, we actually get to piggyback off of the analysis of the person who has been practicing this area of law for, what, 31 years now?
Yeah, but guess what? But you can. It might be a case, though.
It might be a case. It might be. But in addition to legal acumen, also the strategy comes in. And to maintain pace, I'm just going to go with Fred's answer.
We're in a divorce. I would have asked Denise to go first. You know this. Denise, what do you think, case or no case?
Well, the interesting thing is if the auto insurance refused to pay for her injuries, then the insured can go after the auto insurance
for bad faith.
I knew there was a word for it. And that could be the situation here, is that this may be the first bad faith claim that, you know, and made this come out. So just because I don't want Cal to get 2 points, 3 points.
Ouch.
I'm going to say case, and the insurance company has to pay.
All right, we'll be back after this and find out who's right. Cal, this is a good one. I like this one.
Do you see why I can't win? Why I never get
caught? I know. Because we don't want you to be a winner.
No, and that's perfectly well. Don't worry. You're safe there. All right, stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue. Don't go away.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
Thank you.
USA News update. More survivors have been pulled from the rubble of a 7.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria. Two women rescued on Saturday are among 67 survivors who have been pulled from the rubble in the past 24 hours. According to Turkey's vice president, the death toll from the earthquake has now topped 24,000. Over a million people have been left homeless. 5 million people in Syria alone are displaced. About 80,000 people hospitalized from the earthquake. The Pentagon says it shot down a high-altitude object that entered U.S. airspace. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the military had been tracking the high-altitude object over Alaska for 24 hours.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
Efforts are currently underway to recover debris from the object. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So we have a New York case where an individual was hit in a crosswalk, was basically brain dead. The defendant's insurance said they're not going to pay for to keep this person alive because they're, in essence, not alive, that they're dead. And Cal said, hey, is this a case or no case, and what's the outcome? I said it's a scenario, but not a case. I said the insurance company, you know, I think at this point wouldn't have they probably would have paid on this case, and Todd agreed with me, and Denise said, you know, I'm going to go the other way so Cal can't get points. And she said, it's a case, and she wins.
Yes.
The insurance company has to pay.
Okay, well, let me tell you what happened. This is obviously a very sad story.
Yes,
let me. And this woman is not purely vegetative, just what you would call a semi-vegetative state.
Gotcha.
The victim's sister said the insurance companies have given up on her sister's recovery, and that getting them to pay has become her full-time job. She said they don't think it's medically necessary because she's not going to recover, therefore they're treating her as less than a human, taking away her human and civil rights. After recovering and awakening from her coma, the woman was left barely able to function. In her mind, she thinks she's speaking clearly. Gibberish comes out. She's very frustrated. She said not only that, but every time she awakens, we have to tell her she was in a car accident because she forgot. So she goes through that trauma all over again. So the question is this a case or no case? And the answer is, it is a case.
Wow.
Civil case and criminal case against the driver.
Right.
Out yet. To be determined. It's gone through one level.
So they filed a lawsuit?
Yes, and it's now making its way up the appeal chain.
You know what's interesting, Cal? What you've read I'm gonna argue with you on this. I think that's her health insurance that's not paying it, because I think the argument, you know, that the auto policy isn't paying, it's probably the health insurance, because there's probably millions of dollars of bills that they're saying, it's not medically necessary.
It could be. They are every insurance company involved is in the lawsuit, because the health insurance is the one that says, well, she's not medically going to recover, therefore we're not going to pay.
Well, there you go.
And the car insurance says, well, she's not going to medically recover, health insurance isn't going to pay, so we're not going to pay. So meantime, we've got this severely damaged woman out there, and that, friends, is why people need lawyers like Fred Penny when this stuff comes up.
That's crazy.
You know, this is why lawyers like
that could be the case. If they could show bad faith. I mean, it's not an easy standard. Everyone thinks, oh, it's an automatic bad faith. It's hard. Denise is right. It could be a bad faith, but there's a lot of steps to go through to win a bad faith case. But insurance companies, boy, yeah, there's ways that we know how you have to set it up properly, is what I'm saying. You gotta. Here's their insurance company's always the argument, just so you know, which they have. They're smart to do it. We don't have enough information, because generally speaking, again, this is all general. Generally speaking, they have to have enough information to make an informed, decision. They're always saying, "Oh, we don't have enough information." Oh yeah, you do. Here, we give you. What else do you want? You know, and they'll do that. So that's
my wife was in a fender bender, so I called the insurance company to get the other person was at fault, and I said my wife needs a rental. They said, "Well, we have to determine who's at fault first."
Right.
This is on Thursday. It's now Saturday. We won't hear probably till Wednesday. Why? Because they don't want to pay for a rental car for 5 days while we figure it out.
Right.
No, it's just
crazy. You know what? I always jump on the insurance companies on this side. Their job is to do what?
Save money. And they do.
And that's their job. And I have clients, I'm so mad at them. They're so, well, that's their job. Their job is to save money. And if they truly believe that they don't have to pay it out under the law, fair or not fair, right or not right, but under the law,
that's what they do.
That's what they're supposed to do. So.
Next hour, Brainerd, Minnesota, and Tom's Discount Barn. That's next hour on Case or No Case.
Tom, Denise, you nailed it. Great job.
Well, I didn't, because I said that it was finished. I got one point.
But still.
But I do think they're going to have to pay. So maybe we have to follow that one.
Well, somebody's going to have to. Don't you think?
Yep.
Woman's going to get treatment.
A jury's going to have to determine that, right? Or a judge.
But just put her in a bedroom and let her die, would they?
I don't know. It's sad.
That's what they're saying.
Right? Well, treatment also includes caregiving.
That's the point.
It's a sad situation.
Very much so. I
deal with this. My wife's like, how do you do it? You have to put your head down and you focus, right?
Keep walking.
You focus on the case. You have to.
Look at the end of the row and keep plowing. That's what my dad used to say.
Well, yeah, that's for the people that are suffering. But as a lawyer, you have to stay separated, right, Denise? Yeah. But as a lawyer, family law issues are really sad, but you just have to keep.
You have to be objective.
That's exactly right. And you gotta legitimately look at what the other side's arguments are going to be.
Right.
And actually, I've learned that you have to kind of argue their side and know, okay, I'm going to make their argument so I know how to combat it, right?
That is such a key point, Fred, because if you become emotionally involved in a case, this happens. I don't care what kind of law it is, my background being criminal, you become emotionally involved in the case, it starts to affect your ability to see things from the other side, to anticipate that evidence. And the hard part, the hardest part for me always was being able to try to anticipate the other side and explaining strategy to my clients without my client thinking that I was adopting the other party's side. I'm not adopting it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I have to be able to see that. Otherwise, we're blindsided in court, right?
Exactly right.
So,
you know who else has to remain dispassionate? The medical professionals.
Yeah, the judge.
They can't get emotionally involved in any of this. They've got to look at cells and bones.
Judges, too.
All right,
this Alex Murdaugh, man, oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Okay, so let's briefly set it up. Alex Murdaugh, South Carolina, correct?
Yes.
And is a well-known law firm from decades, from his grandpa to...
Nearly over a century.
Yeah,
wow.
Over 100
century.
Years. They have handled the criminal cases. Now, again, many states have cases where they have a district attorney's office, et cetera, et cetera. Smaller counties in other states, they have a local law firm handled, and that's what his firm has done for years. And so he's a fourth generation, whatever, lawyer in the family, and he's well respected, quote, before all this, well known, and man, a lot of things happen. His son gets in an accident with the ski boat, right? And kills someone or hurts someone?
Kills someone.
Then now something, you know, there's a lot of little things that happen. He's had some financial issues, right? And his partners are going to say, all right, you're going to have to account for all this money that's now missing. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, in their at their, quote, hunting lodge, he invites his wife and his son up, and he wants to meet him there. And what's why we're finding this out is who's testifying is now the wife's personal maid. What do we call her?
Caregiver.
I don't have a caregiver. The caregiver is me, Fred Penny. It's like, it's weird, but yeah, I'm my own caregiver. I'm lucky if someone does something. No, my wife's pretty good. But here's the deal. The deal is she's testifying. Now, before that, we talked about it yesterday very briefly, Todd. Tell us what we said, yes, last Saturday, briefly about what the judge has to decide.
So last Saturday, we talked about the fact that on cross-examination of the state's witnesses, the defense asked witnesses questions like, can you imagine the defendant Murdaugh being somebody that would kill somebody? These questions that are all appeared to be character-oriented questions. And that's important because the prosecution in their case in chief can't introduce evidence of prior bad acts or character-type evidence unless the defense brings it up first. And so the argument was made by the prosecution as of the close of 2 weeks ago. We talked about this last Saturday. Hey, we think the defense has now opened the door by their questioning such that we should be allowed to introduce maybe this evidence of character. And the judge this week had to hear evidence and rule on that.
Right. And so what we're going to do, and we got a short time, we're going to talk about what this caregiver has testified to. We have the financial, their expert coming in. Denise is going to talk a little bit about that, what the financial expert has testified to. But it's very interesting how Mr. Murdaugh decided to go to the hunting lodge, invite his son and his wife, and the caregiver said that she actually was on the phone with the wife, who basically said, yeah, I guess, you know, and again, this is, I'm paraphrasing, so don't, you know, hold me to every little detail. And again, allegations, that she said, well, I guess he wants us to come up there, so we're going up there. And he said, she doesn't like to go to the hunting cabin. They have a beach house. She goes to the beach house. And that's what she was kind of like, I guess he wants to my son and I to come up there and really quick, and we're going to run up there and see what's going on, and then the murder occurs, right? So we'll be back. We're going to get more details about what this housekeeper says that is really interesting. And then Denise is getting into what the financial, their financial planner / accountant is going to talk about, who had to testify behind the scenes. In other words, they had to push the jury out so they didn't hear what the testimony is going to be. So we'll get to all that when we come back.
A fascinating case and much more on it coming up right here on Radio Law Talk on many amazing local radio stations coast to coast, and of course always on RadioLawTalk.com. The show will continue in just a bit. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
There's so much to eat here. So what's also going on, we mentioned briefly, is at the time of these murders of the wife and the son, and he's the older son, is that right? The oldest or the younger? I can't remember if he's the younger or the older son.
I think youngest.
Son. Okay. So what was happening is there was a civil lawsuit going on or a case going on against Murdaugh and his son, Paul, who was killed with the mom. And at the time, the Mr. Murdaugh's attorney argued that he doesn't have any money to pursue or pay for this civil case with the boating accident that killed this girl. And by the way, the son was apparently, allegedly, inebriated at the time, right? And so their argument is, no, he's actively making money. He's not broke. Mr. Murdaugh is not broke, the dad. And then as soon as his son died, the case was dropped. So there's that little twist that's going on. But what happens here that's very interesting, and then you guys, I want you guys, just do not hesitate to interrupt, because this is one of those that we all know what's going on. Who gets up there is Miss Murdaugh's caregiver. And when we say caregiver, I mean, it wasn't the caregiver that she couldn't take care of herself. I'm going to call it her nanny slash housekeeper slash cleaner. She took care of the house, right? She took care of things. She had a lot of interesting things to say. first thing that's weird, she said, well, when I first showed up, okay, there's two places to show up, their normal house and the cabin. Okay? So right before that they die, that is, Paul and Miss Murdoch are murdered, they get a call from the husband, and he says, come on, meet me up at the cabin. And she's like, why am I going to the cabin? We're going to the beach, you know? So they go up to the cabin. She said she was really perplexed. This is the housekeeper. She didn't want to go to that cabin, right?
Yeah, she didn't want to go to the cabin. Now, remember, this is the date of the murders, June 7th, 2021.
Yes.
Of course you'd want to go to the beach in June instead of go to a hunting cabin. That makes sense. So here you've got Alex Murdaugh has asked his wife and son to meet him at the cabin on the 7th of June, and the housekeeper has also been asked to go
after the murders
to do.
Well, here's the interesting thing.
Stuff up.
Well, there's two things. Number one, he tells her, oh, don't use the normal front, go use the back door. And she said, he never tells me which door to go into and which not to go into. Now, here's the interesting thing, Denise and Tar, we talked about. Look, it's an active what?
It's an active crime scene.
And now, quote, they were murdered outside, out by the, was it the dog run or what was, it was out in the back, kind of by the...
Near the kennels.
Kennels, yeah, dog kennel area. And she goes in the back, and... They're like, they let her go in. I mean, and to my understanding is the investigators saw her and knew she was in the house. And she goes to start cleaning. Now, here's some interesting things.
We use the word they. By the time she gets to the house, law enforcement's already been called. Murdaugh, Alex Murdaugh, has already placed the 911 call that's been played. It's, oh, my gosh, I just got here. My wife and son are dead. Please send folks immediately. And law enforcement is there. Investigators are there. Then the housekeeper shows up. And that's why what Fred's talking about is so odd. It's an active crime scene. Even if they didn't suspect Alex Murdaugh at the time, because he made the 911 call, you got two dead people there. You know somebody killed them. That whole property, the boundaries of the property, even beyond, are all part of this crime scene because you're trying to identify who was there and who did what. And what did they let her do?
Yeah, let her. And guess what? What did Murdaugh say why he wanted? Denise, I don't know if you remember this. You know why he told her why he wanted her? She's like, you want me to go clean after the death of the... Well, my sweetheart wouldn't want it to look disheveled and look bad because there would be press and people walking around. And she did something to that effect that, you know, it shouldn't look that way. But there's weird things that they found. Now, this is what confused me. I thought they were talking about their normal house. I know she went to clean. Mm-hmm. She went to clean, but she found this. Number one, she had made some food prior, right? And then what was the food? No, the housekeeper made before they died their favorite food, which is let me think here. It's like gravy and beef in it, something to that effect, like I don't know what it was called. But anyway, and they usually always after that happens, when she makes it and they eat, they just leave it alone. They don't touch it. And she goes and cleans up and puts things away. And she showed up and looked, and everything was put away. In fact, there was cellophane on top of what she had cooked for them and stuff like that. That was just weird. She went into the bathroom, and the wife's pajamas were laid out neatly, you know, on the floor, you know, and she, as weird as it sounds, underwear with it, you know, her underwear, what she said, and this is, you know, you say it, but this is a fact. She never wears underwear. She wears her pajamas without her underwear at night. That's just, and stupid facts like that come. There's a pair of underwear sitting there with the pajamas, like getting them ready. Okay, this is like, I'm getting ready for tonight. When you go to bed, this is how she gets it ready. And it was wrong. And then it was water. There was water where the shower was.
Hold on a minute.
Right?
So Murdaugh's wife,
yep,
grown woman,
yep,
who's born two children to him, still has a housekeeper that sets out her night clothes.
Apparently, that's my.
Well, okay.
I might be wrong, but I'm just saying.
Well, no, I think the housekeeper found it like that.
That's what I'm saying. But she
didn't set it out. So it's what she's saying.
No, she found it.
She found it because the wife. It was thought that the wife had set it out for herself, and then the housekeeper said, but she wouldn't have done it that
way. That's exactly right. No, we don't know who set it out that way, but...
Yeah.
But
well, we do.
Well, well, that's... You know,
and they were gore animals, and the tigers didn't match the giraffes.
It isn't until proven guilty, but still, it was bizarre, she said.
It's like putting on a bra with your pajamas.
Never done that.
That's true.
Lieutenant Columbo would have a field day with those clues, aren't you?
Let me ask you one thing.
That's one thing, sir. Right. Yeah, right.
Well, and the thing is, all these weird things with the water and the shower and towels. Who's taking a shower? And the other thing is, what about Murdaugh's clothes at the time of the incident? And later he was wearing a different T-shirt. And he called her up and tried to get her to, and she's testifying to this, basically say, I was wearing this shirt, right? No, you're wearing the other shirt. And it wasn't like he was questioning, like, what shirt was I wearing? He was trying to, according to her testimony, persuade me to say what shirt I was wearing at the time or what clothes
and
I was wearing.
She actually at times cried. Yeah. She was a very emotional witness.
Incredible.
And that makes it more credible, too, yes.
Yeah. No, but the best part, Cal, how much time do we have?
Two
minutes, because I don't want to. So, and the best part, now, hold on to hour two. Come back to hour two. Those of you who are listening, and if your station says, well, we're gonna cut to the USC game, you know, you get on RadioLawTalk.com and click on live, and you can listen to us. But what's very interesting is what is defense going to do with this witness? This is a damning witness that's hurting them. And I'm telling you, defense is brilliant in what they do. What do? You can't discredit. You can't make her look bad. She's a sweet lady that, you know, loves the whole family and is just saying what happened. So wait till we find out what they're going to do with it.
Just keep this in mind, and this will be a preface to what we talk about. I was taught this when I was in law school, and I have remembered this ever since, in every trial that I do. There's no such thing as bad facts. You start looking at a case and say, oh, I got these bad facts in a case, you're torpedoing your own mental ability. There are good facts and facts beyond change, and it's what you do with those facts beyond change that determine the strength and how your trial goes.
And it's brilliant, don't you think, Todd?
Exactly,
it's
it is.
Brilliant what they do. So we'll be back hour two at Radio Law Talk. We'll have a case or no case. Then we'll get right back in to the Murdaugh trial. This is just so interesting, guys. It's going to get even better.
That's a matter of good lawyering. Is that what you're saying? Just some good lawyering coming up here?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. You'll listen. You won't want to miss that. That's Radio Law Talk coming up at 6 minutes after the next hour right here, wherever you're listening. In most cases, stay tuned. And don't forget, local radio. And if you can't stay there, they won't let you. Go to RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back with more.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.